Fox Sports 910.
All right, welcome back. Who's talking tonight? We thank Dave Kane, voice of the Who's, for joining us tonight. As Frank said, he's got to get over to BW3. They do the coaches show over in Charlottesville. So he and Coach London, as Frank said, will be on WRVA at 7:05. So when you're done with listening to us, switch over to WRVA and listen to Dave and Mike. Right now, before we go to J.C. Poma, we're going to do the LeClaire Ryan play of the game, which Frank has for us.
Well, I tell you, there were many choices, and this may not be some people's play of the game, but I think tonight this is the one we're choosing. UVA wide receiver Kanane Severn made a terrific catch and run for a touchdown at the 8:44 mark of the third quarter that put the Cavaliers ahead. And I think psychologically that play was a turning point for the Cavalier football team. And if this team goes on a run in these last four games, I think a lot of players are going to point back to that play and recognizing that, you know, Severn was initially covered on the play, but he kept moving on the play. John scrambled to the right a little bit. He moved back into the pocket, and he started to tuck and run, and then he saw Severn pop open. And he threw it to him in the middle of the field, and Severn faked a couple of guys out and jogged in beautifully for a big touchdown. And at that point, I actually thought Virginia should kick a two-point, go for the two-point play because of the scoring points differential and all that. But Dave Kane and others said maybe it was too early in the game. I don't know. I just, as it turned out, Virginia played great defense in the end and held on. All right.
We'll give honorable mention to the Quinn Blanding play at the end of the game to that pass out to seal the victory.
No, listen, no two ways about it. Our guest that we're bringing on right now is J.C. Poma. J.C. played football and baseball at Henrico High School, and I think this was a classic case of an athlete that was being steered in one direction or felt the love to go in one direction, and that is football. And then late in his high school career, the coach at Henrico, Coach Shred, convinced him to focus on baseball a little bit, and all of a sudden his baseball career took off. And before you know it, one night at one game, Kevin McMullen, the UVA assistant coach in charge of hitting, happened to be at a Henrico game, and he witnessed just a banner night for our guest, J.C., who had four hits and a home run and pretty much knocked the cover off the ball all night. And Coach McMullen talked him into coming up to Charlottesville and playing for the Cavaliers and playing baseball. So the quarterback became the baseball player. And anyway, without further ado, J.C., welcome to Who's Talking.
Thanks for having me on, guys. It's been a while. Good to hear from you.
Well, we know that you're good friends with our former research analyst, but since he bailed out on us, we're not going to pump him up anymore. He's kind of hopeless. I mean, you know, although his family does have a great tailgate, which they share in, and we occasionally enjoy hanging out with them. But
and of course, you're talking about Chris Sill, since yes. We should reference his name.
Well, I was going to tease him a little bit, but
I've known Chris since I was probably 6 or 7 years old.
And you never killed him. That's what's amazing.
We went to church together, and then our parents grew up, and we were part of a family religious education group. So it was good to hear from him last night when you guys sent out that email.
Yeah, I think it caught him off guard. JC, so let's talk about the football game for a moment. And you're watching the game, and having been a former quarterback and a sport transfer at UVA, you transitioned from baseball and your knee injury over to the football program, thanks to Mike Groh and Al Groh, and you participated for a number of years. What did you think of Matt Johns in the game on Saturday, and just overall, how's his development coming?
Well, I think, you know what surprised me? I was sitting there at the end of the game, and they brought up the final statistics in ESPN or whatever channel the game was on, kind of had those statistics on the screen, and you would have thought they'd switched the names of the two teams if you hadn't been watching the game. I mean, we had 70 offensive plays, I believe it was, for 408 total yards, and a time of possession of, I think, almost 37 minutes. And those are just outstanding statistics to kind of get you going here late in the season. Now, the only one I still don't like is the penalties we had on there during the game. But I thought this game suited our offense really, really well. Obviously, as I call it, the Fairchild offense is kind of run that sweep. You'll mix in a screen. You'll mix in a misdirection. You'll maybe run the play action, and then you'll run the sweep again. And in a game like this, when you aren't down and you're not having to kind of execute that vertical passing game, and I actually don't think we even took our first shot downfield. And again, it's hard. I wasn't at the game, but just looking on TV, I don't think Johns had one read downfield until almost 1 minute left in the second quarter. And at that, it was just a vertical post route that Kanan was running, and he ended up dumping it off to Smoke for a first down.
Right.
And so I really thought this game suited our offense well. You could tell kind of those first 15 to 20, 25 plays were probably scripted. And I think you could kind of see it a little bit there when he threw that interception. I think that was maybe the fourth screen on that drive, and the linebacker barely bit. But other than that play call, I was pretty impressed with how he ran the offense.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's do this. JC, if we could do this. Let's hit our bottom of the hour break. We're a minute or two behind, and we're going to carry you over to the other side. So if you'll hang with us, this is Who's Talking More with JC Pomo.